Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today a special guest, Anderson County 4-H Program Manager, Jeanette Steinbach. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us again. It's been a while, but we're happy to see you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And I'm especially happy about what you've brought, which is information about another 4-H Achievement Night.
That's correct.
All right, so who are we going to be talking about?
All right, well, first I just want to let you know that Achievement Night was held November 8th, which was last Wednesday, at the Anderson County Fairgrounds Community Building. And Achievement Night includes recognition for project record report forms, achievement pins, and special awards. We also recognize our club leaders, project leaders, and volunteers for their help over the past 4-H year, helping 4-Hers learn and grow through many 4-H opportunities. The highest achievement pin in 4-H is the Key Award. We had one recipient this year. Ronan Callie of the Dynamite 4-H Club received this honor, and we appreciate Frontier Farm Credit's sponsorship of this award. Ronan has been a 4-H member for 10 years and will be graduating this year from high school. We have 11 other members also graduating from high school. They are Reagan Witherspoon, Herschel Corley, Caitlin Foltz, Spencer Ruckers, Briley Zook, Xander Dickerson, Emma Cubitt, Taryn Morrow, Hunter Palmer, Wyatt King, and Landon Kraft. Besides the Key Award, members can also work toward receiving other pins during their 4-H career, each having their own requirements. These pins include the membership, bronze, clover, emerald, silver, silver guard, leadership, gold, and gold guard. They recognize a member's individual accomplishments over the past year and are designed to help the member develop as the member progresses through the 4-H program. We had several youth receive these awards. From Cherry Mound, we had Eva Jimenez receiving her membership and Hank Newton receiving his gold guard. From Lucky 13, we had Kason Duran, Mason Ruckers, Mary Ruckers, Miles Ruckers, McKenna Ruckers, Adeline Reed, and Ben Wheel receiving membership, Gwen Wheel receiving clover, Brinley Ruckers receiving emerald, Sawyer Stevenson receiving silver, and Hope Proct receiving the silver guard. From Seekers Not Slackers, we had Emily Clark, Brett Gilbreth, Colton Boone, Greta Thompson, Haley Powell, Riverly Wallace, and Tana Clark receiving membership, Hudson Powell receiving bronze, Braden Gillespie receiving silver guard, and Blaine King receiving leadership. And from Star Shooting, we had Charles Palmer, Kaylee Sheckel, and William Rogers receiving membership, Nora Cubitt receiving bronze, Shelby O'Connor receiving emerald, and Emma Good receiving her silver guard. Our members also have the opportunity to fill out a project record report form for projects they were entered in this last 4-H year. They turn those in September to be judged, and then in turn they could possibly be awarded a first or second place project pin for their record-keeping efforts. We have junior, intermediate, and senior age categories in each project area, so they are competing against peers of their similar age. The juniors who received awards are, in the Beef Project, Brett Gilbreth and Braylon Barnes, in Clothing, Nora Cubitt, Fiber Arts was Miles Ruckers and McKenna Ruckers, in Foods was Nora Cubitt, McKenna Ruckers, and Miles Ruckers, in Meat Goat, Nora Cubitt and Brett Gilbreth, in Horticulture, Nora Cubitt, for Poultry, Mary Ruckers, STEM, Miles Ruckers, Swine, Mason Ruckers, McKenna Ruckers, Mary Ruckers, and Miles Ruckers, and in Visual Arts, McKenna Ruckers and Mary Ruckers. In the Intermediate Division, for Beef, we had Hope Proct and Sawyer Stevenson. For Clothing, we had Emma Good, Foods, Emma Good and Hope Proct, Meat Goat, Braden Gillespie and Emma Good, Home Environment, Brinley Ruckers, Photography, Gwen Wheel, Rabbits, Shelby O'Connor, Sheep and Swine was Braden Gillespie, and Woodworking was Braxton Barnes. And in the Senior Division, for Foods, we had Blaine King, Visual Arts, Ronan Callie and Blaine King, and Woodworking, Landon Schillig. We also recognize members who held an office in their club and turned in their report book. For Cherry Mound, Maya Martin turned in her historian's book. Hope Proct and Gwen Wheel of Lucky 13 turned in their reporter's book. Bristol Barnes of Lucky 13 turned in their secretary's book. And Brinley Ruckers of Lucky 13 turned in the treasurer's book. Additionally, we had three youth receive a pin for receiving a purple ribbon at the district club days in February for their public speaking presentations. They were Braden Gillespie, Shelby O'Connor, and Gwen Wheel. Gwen also presented hers at the State Fair and received a purple there as well. All three of these individuals received a demonstration pin on Wednesday night. We recognize two clover buds who are 5 or 6 years old and attend special club meetings to become familiar with 4-H before joining. They were McKinley Hill and Rhett Cubitt from the Star Shooting Club. And last but not least, we gave a special award to the first member enrolled for the new year, McKenna Powell from Seekers Not Slackers. So I just want to remind everyone who hasn't enrolled yet to do so by December 1st.
Definitely an impressive list and definitely worth being proud of, for sure.
Yes.
And I expect there are quite a few others who may not have been recognized this time, but still put in a lot of hard work.
That's correct. We had several project report forms that were turned in and judged. They just didn't receive the first or second place, but they also got a little magnet from us for the effort that they put into turning in a record report.
Outstanding. And speaking of reports, you've got one more thing that you're planning to share with us this morning.
I do. I would like to finish with a poem that I read at the conclusion of our achievement night. It is titled, So God Made a 4-H Member. It was written by a 4-H member in Wisconsin named Sarah Griswold. God looked down on the earth he created and said, I need someone who will keep the agriculture industry growing for years to come. So God made a 4-H member. God said, I need someone who will work all year getting their steers, heifers, and pigs ready for that one show day that doesn't even last all day. So God made a 4-H member. I need someone who will have the leadership skills to run a meeting at a young age, someone who knows the Pledge of Allegiance and the 4-H pledge like the back of their hand, someone who you can count on to finish the job they started, even if it means staying later than planned. So God made a 4-H member. God said, I need somebody to teach the public about all the wonderful things agriculture provides. Someone who will let young children pet their calf while at the fair. Someone who volunteers for their community any chance they get. Someone who knows there will always be a bright future for agriculture, because without it, we would be naked and hungry. So God made a 4-H member. God had to have someone who can have fun when given a deck of cards and a bale of hay. Someone who can be best friends with their toughest competitors. So God made a 4-H member. God said, I need someone who knows how to deal with hard work, pain, and sweat for long enough to finish the last load of hay and still push through until chores are done. So God made a 4-H member. It had to be someone that had a passion for livestock and beyond. Somebody who can sew, cook, show, take pictures, plant crops, care for animals, make things out of wood, bake, write, knit, volunteer, fix things, problem solve, all while still having fun. Somebody who would be able to handle not getting first, because at the end of the day, it isn't all about the number of trophies or ribbons you have. It's about the friendships and memories that will last a lifetime. So God made a 4-H member.
Very nicely done, and I'd say that sums up pretty much every 4-H member I know.
It does, and that's why I read it at the end of our achievement night, because I just felt like it encompassed all of the opportunities 4-Hers can have and all the important life skills that they can learn through 4-H.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Thank you for sharing that with us, and thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Look forward to talking to you again.
As well.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.